You're listening to episode 6 of the Oh Mama podcast with Libby and Jess. We want to be your new favorite mom friends, dishing on all the things: parenting, marriage, careers, and our latest television and Target obsessions. In this episode, we discuss paying for daycare, Jess's $2.49 pants, and my mom haircut. We also get into my house cleaner dumping me, what happens when the husbands are away, and the fact that my husband likes me better on the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the
Oh Mama
podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Jess.
And we're coming to you from Richmond, Virginia. I have 4 kids. I'm on my second and final marriage. Nick is a keeper. And so we're a blended family, and we both work at the same company, and, you know, we're just making it happen. It's working out good for us. How about you?
I live a block-ish over. I am married to Pat, who I've known for a really long time, and we've got 3 kids, a 10-year-old who's in 5th grade, an 8-year-old who's in 3rd grade, and a 3.5-year-old who's in a grade all his own. Yeah. And we don't work at the same place, but that's probably for the best.
It probably is. I mean, we don't like work on this in the same area. It's a big company, but I try. I'm trying like every day just about to get us to like start a business together. I'm like, so Nick, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that?
Do you have some like dreams that are shared?
No, not really. I think I just have a dream, and I'm like, I just keep fishing to see if he takes any of them. Like,
more out of curiosity.
No, like for real. I'm like, do you want to start a nursery? Do you want to start a champagne bar? Do you
want to? If he said yes,
then I'd be like, great. And then we'd get scared and I don't know, possibly figure it out or start something on the side. And
it is really brave, right? To be like, put all your eggs in one basket. Like,
yeah, like, I don't think we could, you know, just quit our jobs.
Okay. It'd be in addition, because raising 4 kids isn't...
We'd have to move into, like, an apartment if we did that.
Just to free up cash for the biz.
Yeah.
Oh, mama, the drama's thick when you step in the swift. They like, oh, oh. Oh, mama, the drama's thick when you step in the swift. You now ride with Libby and Jess, and you about to get yourself a little blessing. They got plenty of lessons and even more children. They got stress every day that's building and building, but they still keep it clear with a fresh point of view. And if you tuned in, you're about to get a little bitty clue of what it's like to be a working mom with fashion, and to love your kids and God with plenty of passion, and realize what it's like to be working so hard that you don't even feel like you got time for your squad, or even to write a letter to your mom or your dad. And if you ain't feeling good, then maybe you feeling bad. Well, these two ladies here for you, and they coming through this microphone, whether you at work in your whip or if you right at home. I hope you subscribe and never hide from the truth. You now rock with the two illest ladies in the booth. Let's go.
Kids require a lot of money, Jess.
I know, Dylan was like, so I was like, what kind of things do you want for Hanukkah or Christmas? And she was saying gift cards. I was like, what if you didn't get gift cards? Like, what about like an experience, like an outing? Thinking like maybe we'll get our nails done at some really inexpensive place together. And she's like, yeah, I'd like you to take me to Greece. Like, that's not the, we view experiences and outings very differently.
You're going to have to get specific.
Well, I did. I got really specific really quickly. But then Pat was like on his second glass of sparkling pink wine. And he was like, how much would it cost to go to Greece? And starts investigating. We're like, well, it is a shocking amount of money. It's still way less than we pay for daycare. So I'm like,
that's depressing.
Like, at a daycare, we can do cool, amazing, like, real outings. Not real outings, but different outings.
We're about to start paying for daycare, and we're like, wait a second. We haven't really, like, budgeted for this. We haven't been living like we're about to start spending that much money a month, you know? Like, what are we going to stop spending money on? I don't know.
We stopped doing a lot of savings.
Yeah.
We can't seem to cut our food budget. We can't touch that.
I mean, that is, I feel like groceries are always like the easy target. That and like Target. Like, what are you spending at Target? Target. And I'm just like, consumables. It's very necessary. And I was like, I return so much. That's what I always say. I know I buy a lot, but I'm returning it. You're missing the returning part. Don't you see those negative signs?
But I did have a shocking experience at Target. I went, okay, granted, this was about a week ago. All the Halloween stuff went on to 90% off, which is like when I strike. I'm like, oh, kids' costumes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that stuff. And I saw these kind of like mom skull pants with a pajama top that I did not spend $24.99 on. Yeah. But I would spend $2.49 on them. So I did buy them for myself. And yeah, I got some looks at home like, what is this you're now wearing?
Now you're wearing your Halloween pajamas. Well, are they pajamas or daytime clothes?
Well, I kind of wanted to see if I could do both of them. But I think they're meant for sleep. So, yeah, sleepwear. But whatever. It's just a suggestion, right? People wear skull leggings. I don't know. So,
do they?
Well, I did. And a day in, I realized after my friend picks up her kids from a sleepover that I'm walking around with, like, a big hole right by my butt that she's probably had to be subjected to. And
I was like, Jessica, you've had those pants too long. It's time to get rid of them.
She's way too polite. I'm sure she just let me, like, show my butt all day long without... you know, making me feel awkward. But when I realized, I was not as annoyed that I was awkward, but more annoyed that I spent $2.49 on these things and they could barely make it through a use. I went to Target and that's, I didn't have my receipt.
Pathetic.
But I know. They were like, well, it's already X'd out of our system. I'm like, well, I got it last week. They're like, well,
you don't have a red card?
I have the red card. I was like, it's on the red card. It's $2.49. They're like, we can't operate that way if the item's not in our system. It was shocking because I think of Target as the... You know, they're so gracious.
They actually told me I had returned too much the other day.
I should have that problem.
I think for products that, yeah, you have to show your license. So, I bought a bunch of, like, baby cream trying to solve Jacob's eczema.
Yeah.
And so I finally found one. It's literally a Aveeno eczema cream that comes in this big tub. It's amazing. And it doesn't have, like, Vaseline in it or...
It's not as slimy.
Yeah. Well, it is slimy, but I feel like when I initially saw it, it was said it was, like, Target clean, which made me happy. But I don't know if Vaseline is not good for your app. Anyways, it works like a charm for his skin. It's perfect. So I was like, I want to return this, you know, $27 Mustela cream that I bought that, you know...
Yeah.
And I love Mustela. I have the wash for my daughter. But I was like, I'm not going to use this cream because his skin is so sensitive. I'm going to return it. And they're like, if you've bought it, if it's been too long or something, or like sometimes if it's an online purchase, they'll be like, we can't find it. And they make you like look for your receipt online and that takes forever.
Who keeps their receipts?
Well, it's online like in your app or whatever. But then you got to stand there and search... But yeah, you probably could have found the Halloween pants.
Well, I still have them. I'm not giving up on returning.
Give them back to me.
Yeah. Maybe my mother-in-law will help me sew the butt up. Things I'm not good at, but asked for help with.
Target is still a favorite, though, right?
I know.
Would you say your son loves Target?
He loves it. And we were having kind of like mother-son time because the girls had this playdate crawl where their friends slept over. And then the next day they went to their friend's house to keep the party going.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a epic, like, you know, party crawl or whatever. So Pat was at work and Baker and I had time together and we were thinking about the things we could do. I was like, Baker, we have all this time, which we do. He's like, oh, we should definitely go to a playground. And, you know, I'm game. So we got in the car to go to the playground. It was pretty nice out. And we pull up and I try to get ready to take him out. And he's like looking outside, like squinting his eyes, like, you know, I can't believe the sun. And then he says to me, he's like, it's too bright out for this playground. I'd rather go to Target.
It has been cold the past couple of days, so we haven't been outside much either, but...
That I don't know what the right response was, but my response was, let's go to Target.
Yeah, me too. No, like when Valley and David were like preschool age, I totally had them. I mean, like David would literally be like, Target's the best place in the world. It's my favorite store. I'd be like, we need to go get this. He was like, Target? And then I would get them to like cheer, Target, Target, Target. Which I think they also equated with cake pops because I would get them a cake pop like every time we went.
It's interchangeable.
Yeah. But yeah, I had them... hooked on it. So what else this week? We sort of dove in, and I wanted to give a few updates.
Yeah, let's hear it. Our
podcast is having a big impact on my family. My two daughters have started their own podcast. Mm. Well, Valley really wants to join ours, but since they won't let her, she's making her own. So we drove up to my father-in-law's birthday party the other day, and we were in the car for a couple hours. And so in the back, Valley had her leap pad, and she has, like, voice memos that she's recording, like, one after the other, and they're recording an animal podcast.
Wow.
So she was so into it. I mean, Emma, I don't think, quite got it. She was just, like, reading from the book, but, like, pandas do this, pandas, blah, blah, blah. And then Valley's like, oh, you don't say. Wow, that's so interesting. Oh, tell me more. Oh, wow, okay. You know, just
for the benefit of your...
Yeah, the dramatic side comes easily or more naturally. And then Nick, my husband, is also listening to the podcast. And he's like, okay, wait, he said two things. First, he goes, he was like, I can't even say this without laughing. It's like I was listening and you were just like so like accepting and laid back and like nice and compelling. And I was like, I don't know if that's an insult like that. Or...
Wow.
He's like, I mean, I was like, who is this wonderful woman? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. And he goes, so I'm just learning so much about you because, you know, I recount stories that he and I both experienced, and my version is, like, very different in some cases from his version. So he's like, in my version, you were all, like, mad and, you know, this or that. And in your version, you were like, whatever, I'm just going to, like, take a walk outside.
You were super chill and accepting of everything in your version.
So I guess I should, like, say, you know, maybe I'm not as laid back as I seem to be on this podcast, but I also think it's helping us, like our marriage, because he's like, oh, that's the way you saw it, or you're not, you know, how we all have our stories in our head of like who the other person is too, like who our spouse is, yes, our best friend or whatever, lover. So he was like, oh, you're not, you know, necessarily like that. So I think all in all, it's helping us. Andy said he was learning a lot about breastfeeding that he never knew.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to offer this service for our listenership.
Let's see. What else happened?
I think you also, did you tell me that Nick's got some friends that are like, maybe we should be podcasting?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So we have inspired a bunch of Nick's friends to be like, let's start a podcast.
I wonder what they would want to talk about.
I don't know. I was like, well, I think that's a compliment because we're making it look so easy and fun. And I'm assuming.
Kind of, it is fun. I can't say it's easy because you do all the heavy lifting. You're like getting the microphone, editing, doing all the things.
Oh,
yeah. I
just
show up with my little like carry-on wine thing.
Uh-huh. Yes. Very cute.
But
yeah. Yeah. So, well, maybe we'll have like some male podcasts. But, you know, we don't have time for Nick to do a podcast.
No, like, we're trying only to get the word out on ours.
Only one of us.
Which was fun because we had an interesting discussion at Hardywood this week.
We did. More things to come about Hardywood.
Yeah.
Including wine and the potcher. A possible bachelor night.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know which I'm more excited about. The, like, wine or the possible pairing with Hardywood.
Yeah. Both. Equally excited. Yes. We plan to, like, taste test or, you know, debut the wine in our podcast next week.
This is our goal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stay tuned.
Yes, we will have our first drink in my car.
With the car not on for anyone. Pat was like, need to clarify that the car is not on while you're drinking in the car.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I can do that.
We're just sitting in my front yard in the car so that we're...
I walked here. I'll walk home.
Yeah. We're not drinking and driving. No.
We are not doing that. But so the wine to come at Hardywood, I take that as a good sign because, like, for those that don't know, Richmond, Virginia is in central Virginia. It's like this growing city, and one of the really cool things about the city of Richmond is we have this area called Scott's Addition, which is like saturated with microbreweries, which I think is cool. Like, it's a newer thing, and people seem to really
like
it.
Yeah, and we're cool because we live close to it.
And we can get there in an Uber or Lyft pretty quickly, which is great. But then once we get there, we're like, where's the wine?
Yeah, right. We're like, breweries are so cool, except we hate beer. And even cideries. I'm like, I don't really like cider either. I try so hard. It's not wine.
I appreciate that it exists, but I wish that it also coexisted with more wine.
Yes. Well, this is why I need my, like, to start my own wine or champagne bar, but...
I agree with that.
One day to come. A few other things. I got Taylor Swift tickets. I just
you did it.
Couldn't resist. I was sitting there, like, thinking about how I had missed it, had, like, tried to do the pre-sale, failed. Then I got into the pre-sale, like, a second pre-sale, and looked at the price, and I was like, no. And then I forgot to even look when general admission, you know, came on the market. And then, like, 3 days later, I was like, oh, I forgot. And I looked, and they were back up in price again. And maybe they were always that pricey. But Nick was like, well... You didn't buy the tickets? Like, well, I didn't know how, like, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity this was. And then I kept thinking about it, and I'm like, oh, you're right! I need to go see her! I need to!
And if you were prioritizing saving for daycare, you wouldn't have gotten those tickets. So you can't live for tomorrow when you can live for today. Earlier, you were like, we're pretending, like, daycare prices isn't a real thing.
Yeah.
But I'm co-signing on that, because doesn't it encourage living for today a little bit? I don't know. It's such a hard balance.
It is a hard balance.
But that's exciting. So when are you going?
So we're going, I think we got the Friday tickets in July. So my, you know, two of the kids will be gone, and it'll be Nick and I, because it's in Boston. So it's quite the hike, but Taylor, you know, she made it tough on us moms with four kids. Like, she's only doing two locations in the United States. LA and Boston, you know. She said she didn't want her life to feel like a treadmill, and coming from somebody who does, like, the same thing over and over again every day, like, I can understand the desire to have, like, a change. But, like, I'm still like, come on, Taylor, like... America is your home. Like, give us a little more. But I still love you, and I'm coming, Taylor. So if you want to meet me, like, I'll be there. In the nosebleeds, like the very, very top row or
if
something.
If you want to sing your own rap for our podcast. Yeah.
If you want to make a theme song, that would be awesome. But I don't know. I saw her 1989 tour, and it was so good. Like, it was the best concert I've ever been to. So
that's kind of your thing, right?
Yeah. Music. It's Nick and I love concerts. I feel like we both agree it's a good way to spend money, and we enjoy going together. And now Nick is going to Taylor Swift. Yeah.
We're like,
you guys are foodies.
Yeah, and you guys are musicies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I would feel that way if I, like, invested and had the musical experience, but I don't feel like we've been to that many concerts that make me feel that way. But Jim Gaffigan, I felt that way. I was like, this is better than therapy.
Wait, did you go see him?
Not when you went.
Okay.
But he was in Richmond years ago. And my friend, like, offered to babysit. But I just had the two girls at that point.
Yeah.
And, like, my friends came up from D.C. and, like...
He's so funny.
It was amazing. Yeah, we were laughing so hard we were crying. And at the end, all four of us were like, this is better than therapy, which we've all been to.
Yeah. Did I tell you that Nick saw him in an airport?
What?
Yeah. When he just was traveling. And he was like, Jim Gaffigan, hey, man, like, can I get a picture? And he was like, no.
I bet he said it at least in a funny, kind way.
I don't know. Nick was like, it was totally what I would have expected from him. You
yeah,
know?
You can get just, away with that when you're
like,
Gaffigan,
off
right?
The lake. Just no. He's like, I love you. Can I get a picture? No. But we still love him. But he's I was so like, good. What? You saw Jim Gaffigan?
Pretty amazing. It's so awkward when you... Have you ever run into someone famous and just, like, stopped in your tracks? You, like, don't know what to do with yourself?
No, I didn't go to high school with Natalie Portman.
Yeah,
and
no, we were in the city. So, like, Pat's really good at spotting celebrities.
You mean New York City?
Yes, New York City.
For those of us not from the city.
New York City. There were, like, three celebrity spottings. All happened with Pat, and he had to alert me to them. But, like, I froze each three of the three times. First, we saw Miranda from Sex and the City, Cynthia Nixon.
Were you, like, face-to-face?
She was running past us to the subway. And we were, like, all at Penn Station. There was, like, subways. And we were about
well,
to get...
what could you have done while she was running?
Grab her arm? She was in a rush. No. But I was so infatuated.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I think I just, like, froze like a deer in headlights. And so
were
then,
you like, Miranda?
Yeah, that was what I did. I mean, in my head, I was like, ah! And then... We saw Kate Hudson walk by us, and I didn't say anything, because I didn't, Pat was like, that was Kate Hudson, and then I saw her leave, which, again, we weren't going to do anything.
Did you not recognize her, because she, like, wasn't dolled up, like, she was just, like, normal street clothes?
Beautiful. I just wasn't looking up. I was, like, staring at the ground, trying not to trip. And then the third person that I did also, I didn't know what to do. I felt like I wanted to follow her, was Maggie Gyllenhaal. She's so
you wanted to follow her?
Yeah, because she was, like, she was waiting.
I can see you guys being friends.
Oh, I don't think I'm anywhere near cool enough to, like, even...
I think you could be friends with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Do you think she's amazing?
And she's a mom.
Yeah, she lives in Brooklyn, right? She's just, like, us Richmonders. That's basically, like,
Richmond, yeah. Don't they call Brooklyn Richmond?
I feel like I've heard people say that, but then I've talked to people that live in Brooklyn, and they're like, yeah, nice try.
I don't think so. Go back to Virginia. Yeah,
you need to tell yourself that to be happy. Yeah. Go ahead, but...
Oh, my goodness. I think you could be friends with her.
I appreciate that. But I froze. Yeah, totally froze. It's intimidating.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think I've had any really good celebrity sightings. I feel like I always miss them. Like, I swear I was, like, back-to-back with, like, Tom Cruise and totally missed him. And I was like, what? Where did he go? Like,
I'm sure if I saw Jim Gaffigan, I would just freeze. Yeah, because so at least Nick tried.
Yeah, yeah.
But you think you're oblivious to the celebrities around... I'm kind of oblivious. Yeah, Pat's always finding them. Like,
I mean, there's none in Richmond. Who are we talking about?
We had our moments, right? Didn't Bill Murray spend a weekend here? And Guy Fieri was just here. And,
okay, yeah, like, not visiting.
To, like, live here, but he had a visit.
Yeah. I think I had a friend that saw Claire Danes when she's in town.
Yes, with
shooting.
Homeland.
Yeah, yeah.
They were all, like, swarming the Jefferson.
Oh, my gosh. The My So-Called Life?
Love her.
I would have been a little nervous, too. Speaking of New York, where is your Long Island accent? I had never thought about that until, like, so we were talking about it at work, and somebody was like, you're from New York, where's your accent? And I was like, where's Jessica's accent?
I don't know that I ever really had one.
What?
I remember when I was little, I would a little bit of the Valley Girl talk, like that, you know, that, I don't mean Valley.
Valley Girl from New York?
Yeah, like, or like California.
That was an LA thing.
Like, it just said that, I don't know, I felt like there was like an 80s, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
But wait, so, where's the Long Island, like, what you hear from the New York Housewives?
I never really got that.
How not? You can't even do it right now? Just try.
I don't want to offend anyone.
It's not offensive. You're right, from there. Do your parents talk with an accent?
They talk with Queens accent. And, like, my dad talks with a Queens/Bronx. They both talk with, like, a Queens/Bronx
And that's
accent.
Different from Long Island?
Yes.
Okay.
It's, like, way rougher, like, less polished. It's
how
like
do they
my,
talk?
It's like my cousin Vinny. Like, how he's like, yeah, the youths, we're gonna... It's, like, softer than that, but there's a little bit of those words that are, like, very... dated and regional.
Okay.
And like in the South, we say y'all.
Yeah.
Like they would say you guys is, okay. You know, might add an extra S to something. And my brother doesn't have as much of that. I feel like we both were kind of like not, we were tempering it. We're like, we can't go full.
Really?
Full on. With
how do Long Islanders talk?
And then it's regional too. There's like Nassau County and Suffolk County. So like in part of Long Island, there's more of a metropolitan
accent.
Yeah, and then in the other part, it's, like, not, you know, it's different, so. But a lot of my friends, when they talk fast or are emotional, like, I feel like the accent gets stronger.
And okay,
like,
do it.
Fisher, I need a line for this. Maybe next Halloween, I'll go as Amy Fisher. I don't know.
Amy Fisher?
She's from Long Island, Long Island Lolita. She was infamous. Never mind. Scratch all.
Okay. All right. So we answered that question.
You don't really have a strong, like, Virginian accent.
Yeah. I don't think so. Like, a Southern accent?
Yeah. Like, how did you...
I don't think Richmond has a very big accent.
Yeah.
Some people do, but it's definitely more of, like, a Western Virginia and Southern Virginia.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know. I mean, I've lived here since I was, like, 4, so... But my parents didn't have one, so maybe I would have had one if they had had one. They weren't from here.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
So just no boring accents for us.
Yep.
Okay, a few other updates. I was wondering if we were becoming the same person, because literally my hairstylist cut my hair, like, exactly your length. So that was a mistake. I think I got the mom haircut finally. She'd been so good, but like when I was getting married, she's like, you can't cut your hair. And then after I got married, she was like, you can't cut your hair. Everybody does that. They get married and then they cut their hair short because they were like growing it long for the wedding or whatever. And I was like, okay. And then I had the baby. She's like, you can't cut your hair because everybody does it after they have their baby. They cut their hair, so keep it long. And she
always. A lot of life choices.
Well, she always cut it the same length and I loved it. So last time I got my hair done, I had to, like, reschedule, and so they broke up the color and cut. So I didn't get my cut until, like, this week. So it basically almost gone two cycles, and I should have just waited. So I was like, well, it's been twice as long, so I guess you normally cut a couple inches, so you could cut, like, double that. I don't know. She's like, so 3 inches? I was like, yeah. And then I looked on the floor, and there was, like, a piece of hair, like, 6.5 inches long. I was like, okay.
Did you not realize what was happening in real time?
I mean, my husband was like, what did you tell her? You don't want it that short? I was like, she'd already cut a chunk.
Damage is done.
But I told her, I think she gave it to me because I was like, yeah, my hair is getting so long. I don't even want to wash it. It's, like, so much work. So I think she was like, oh, you're at your mom phase. Let me just chop it all off. She's like, yeah, it's going to be a lot lighter now. You'll barely feel it. I was like, oh, later.
Is she right? Is it easier to take care of?
No, I think it's actually harder because when it's, like, a certain length and it's above my shoulders, like, a part of the layers are, I feel like you gotta work harder to, like, make it, like, style it. When it falls below your shoulders, it's kind of, like, sitting on your shoulders. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but when the shortest pieces aren't, you're kind of, like, you gotta do something with them a little bit more. And I can't curl it the same. It's fine, though. But all that to say, I was like, oh, my gosh, my hair is the same length as yours. And then this other girl said we had the same voice on the podcast. And I was like, do we?
We morphing.
Yeah, we're morphing. Yeah, so that happens. And, oh, my last piece of news is my house cleaner dumped me.
Really?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Like, what is wrong with me?
Did she say?
My kid got kicked out of daycare, and my house cleaner was like, I don't want to clean your house anymore. I have bad luck with service providers.
Like, was there some information that was shared?
I think I just, you know, I asked, like, I had them use my green products, which weren't working, but I was, like,
you're providing them and open. You're cool with the outcome.
Yeah, I was open to, like, changing it, but I did say, like, hey, the last time I noticed, like, the toilets were totally clean, and they were just like, we're not going to clean your house anymore. This is way too stressful, but her reasoning before that was, your house is too messy when we show up, and I have to spend so much time cleaning in order to clean. And I was like, oh, no. So
like
that's where
putting
we
things
are.
Away before cleaning?
Yeah, like before she can clean the floor or vacuum or make a bed or whatever, she's got to get rid of all of our crap everywhere.
Yep. It was a lot of effort.
It was
right,
a sad reality, Jessica. So Nick actually, this is a big deal. Nick, we never use bleach, but like I was like, I got scared about mold and stuff growing. So I was like, Nick, we gotta do one bleach round to like clean our shower. And he cleaned the bathrooms yesterday, like scrubbing the toilet with a toothbrush for like multiple hours while I took the kids out of the house. And I was
the good end of that bargain.
Oh, yeah. I was, because I hate bleach. I was like, oh, I don't want to smell the bleach, but can you use it to clean it to kill whatever's in there since we haven't done that in 2 years? But I was like, wow, Nick, you must really love me because I've never seen him clean a bathroom. Like, ever since I've known him when we were dating, he had a cleaning lady. He's never offered to clean the bathrooms before this.
This is love.
I was like, I have earned your true love. Like, you cleaned the bathrooms. Like, put on, like, scrubbed the bathroom floor, toothbrush and all. Like, I have a good husband.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, some people realize it in different ways. Seeing him put plastic baggies around his feet and scrub the bathroom with bleach.
Just warmed your heart. Now your love is real.
Yeah, our love, yeah, is validated. So, how about you? What about you? What's been going on in your house?
Oh, well, our upstairs bathroom needs a bleaching.
Yeah.
Baker is loving baths, not what really happens in the bath. Like, he doesn't like having his hair washed. You know, he likes to be in the water playing with toys.
Yeah.
Which is great, but you can't, like, watch them every second when they're doing that.
Yeah.
So I feel like we'll be doing, you know, running around doing other things right near him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess his grandmother, Pat's mom, took him for a bath because he was begging when they were visiting last. And
you have your in-laws stay over a lot. That's something that I don't have because they live close by.
They just go home.
And so, yeah, so we never have to have them spend the night, and we never have to spend the night at their house, which I'm...
Well, except
family vacations. No, we don't I guess I spent the night at my sister-in-law's house, but not my mother-in-law's, because she's just 45 minutes away. So that's like a whole different dynamic of interacting with your in-laws.
It's much more intimate. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she was giving Baker bath, which was really nice of her. And we were out to dinner or something. So she told us what happened when we got back. And she was like, Baker did something weird while he was in the bath. And I'm thinking like, ugh. Gross. What happened? Yeah. And she's like, well, he was playing with his toy, and then I look over and he was sitting on a cup and pooping in it.
Ew.
I know, which is disgusting. And I'm like, I'm so sorry that happened. And then later was when we're like, maybe you the guys would do something more with Baker, like activity wise. And they're like, maybe when he's better potty trained.
Like, oh, the in-laws?
Yeah.
Like, but the girls, but not Baker again.
Yeah, he always gets excluded, even at the sleepover crawl. Like,
I'm sorry.
Like, the girls are welcome over, and I know Baker is too, but he's always, like, he's tougher. You know, it's more to deal with a toddler.
Oh.
And he's a different gender, and has, I don't know, it's just different anyway. But it did really gross me out, and it made me think of, like, the conditions of the bathtub, and, like, if he's done that, you know?
Yeah, what
and
else then, is like, in there?
Yeah, and then how do you bleach it? I don't know. That's just my way of saying bathroom cleaning is no joke.
Yeah.
We can't afford a cleaning person, so we don't have one. But, like, years ago we had one, and Pat would put on his gloves, basically, when we got home and, like, touch the floor and give the biggest inspection ever. It's like, this is, we're filthy. And you're, like, on your hands and knees looking to see that everything is perfectly dusted.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to hopefully find a new person. But, yeah, I was really grateful. And I was like, I don't know, do we need to hire a person? Because Nick, like, you just, like, you passed the test.
Gone an outing.
We need to pay for Taylor Swift. So that sounds good to me.
Economize.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look for ways to save money.
Yeah, Pat and I are always like, we should do it ourselves. And then we look at the other person like, so you gonna do it?
Yeah. That's basically us, too.
Waiting for the person to show up. Like, where is she? Where's our sister wife?
Yeah, I know the sister wife. We've talked about that. We're like, somebody was saying the other day, like, the Brady Bunch, they were so happy. And I was like, that's because they had Alice living with them. Duh. Then I have, like, a coworker who is more like my parents' age literally say, well, I had a family of 6 kids growing up, and we really did have somebody's, like a house, like a live-in. Well, I don't know if they spent the night, but, like, they came and they cooked and cleaned and, like, did laundry or whatever. And I was just like, is that even possible for us? Like, how much money would I have to be making to be able to afford that? Like, were things just, was help cheaper back then? Or, you know what I mean?
Or maybe that was the priority.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe they had really good jobs. So I was just like, I don't think that's possible.
It's an intriguing idea. I think there is a little part of me that would feel guilty, like, if that person was working so hard and I was taking a minute to, like, drink a Diet Coke and stare at the wall.
Yeah.
Like,
how dare you?
I'd feel kind of useless.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all that to say, with thinking of all those, like, housekeeping chores and stuff, I feel like, I don't think Nick believes me, but I feel like I'm basically, I've lost my, like, basic life skills. Like, I can't even make a pot of coffee anymore. I don't know what's happened. Like, I don't know if my, like, brain got fried by having, you know, having 4 kids and, like, doing all the stuff I'm doing now that, like, it's at capacity and, like, some stuff just had to go. So, like, there's no room for being able to cook anymore or, like, make coffee or use a coffee maker or whatever. Like, I'm just like, what is wrong with me?
But your reflexes are on point. Like, if a kid is falling, you will catch that child. So
maybe.
Like,
I don't know about that.
Right. What's happened? The IQ drops with each child.
Oh my gosh.
I feel dumber for having my kids.
Oh my gosh. I'm literally like, Nick. So we had the Mr. Coffee, like, Keurig thing, you know, single pod. And I was like, finally, like, well, I thought it was ugly. And I was like, but I wanted the pretty blue one from Target.
I've been through down this road.
But I couldn't win the argument. Like, I couldn't prove that it was needed to Nick for just, like, a prettier color.
You have to really.
So instead, I was like, well, we need a whole coffee pot because
it's better for the environment, right? If you don't use the Keurig.
I feel like I waste so much. The Keurig just, I was like, it's not tasting good.
The Keurig isn't recyclable. Like, at least with a coffee pot, you can, you know. Like,
yeah, I guess I'm throwing away the bags. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think those decompose more quickly.
Better? Like aluminum bags or whatever they are?
Let's see what your materials are. Maybe we got to streamline this process. I agree with you. I can't make coffee, and my parents can't make coffee. Can't. So, like, when we wake up, we're all like, Pat slept long enough, right? Like, it's time to get him up.
Like, I keep, I'm like, it's the it must be the coffee. No, it's because I hit this button. No, too much water. And I just feel like I'm, like, pouring money down the drain because I had to have, like, a
you
different...
You get one that's just, like, has the start button. Or, like, I feel like some of them are easier than others.
Know, but you know, like, how you, like, find your groove with each coffee like that. Anyways, Jess, like, I can't make coffee anymore. And I'm like, Nick, I swear. So I just keep making it and then, like, not drinking it or throwing it away. And I was like, in my 20s, I made coffee out of the coffee pot, and I drank it, and I liked it, and I used to be able to cook. Like, I used to cook.
You're like a shell of your former self.
And now I'm just like, I, like, think about cooking. I'm like, oh, so much brain energy to think about how to cook something. I was like, here, kids, pick out a recipe. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of work that, like, I'm incapable of doing anymore for some stupid reason. And so Nick's whole thing was like, I was like, I don't know about this coffee maker. It's like, well, I can't get a good cup of coffee. And in Nick's mind, he was like, you're just learning all the lessons that I learned in my 20s. And I was like, what? Shut up. And he's like, that, you know, you can't get good coffee out of this coffee maker or whatever. And I'm like, but I did get good coffee in my 20s. Or maybe my standards have risen. I'm not sure.
Part of it, right?
I feel like it's got to be part of it. So
I feel like the things that I thought were good in my 20s, now I would be snottier about.
Yeah, you know? Although I do think I did some good cooking in my 20s. But stuff like, yes, like coffee or, like, the clothes I used to wear.
Hotels you'd be just happy about. Like,
what?
A
hotel.
Like, where I'm
yeah.
staying.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I wish I was less high maintenance for that.
Like, it would make it easier to have adventures.
Dude, I mean, we stayed in, like, the Super 8 as a kid. My parents were so frugal, and we were planning. I was like, when we were over there at my parents, while Nick was bleaching the bathroom, so I was like, do you want to help me plan our spring break? And my dad's like, well, you could go out here a little further and, like, get a cheaper hotel. And I was like, no. Like, Dad, I was like, I want to stay in a nice place. Like, I want it to be a vacation.
This is in Boston, because that's July. So
No. This is like spring break with the kids. And
you made a decision?
Like a road trip. I think we're going to try the Smoky Mountains.
Nice. Are you going to go to Dollywood?
Yeah, I think we'll go to Dollywood for a day. I know Nick wants to do, like, the outdoors and hiking and stuff, which I do too. But my dad's like, well, you could drive further out and stay in, like, a cheaper place. And Nick was like, don't you know your daughter? But, like, we stayed at, like, the cheapest of cheap places, and we camped. Like, we would, like, alternate between camping.
Ooh, camping.
Like, a 3-week road trip camping and staying in, like, Super 8, like, whatever. Like, I don't remember my mom ever saying, I won't stay there. Like, ever.
No, and they're probably have more adventures and more fun because they can deal with, like, you know.
We definitely were able to pay for our college.
Yeah.
And retirement.
Because Pat's parents are really cool like that. Like, they could sleep on the floor. They could go camping. They could enjoy any of that. And then I feel like, I mean, this is a story I'm not really proud of, but, like, we went to his cousin's.
I'm glad to know that you are a little picky like I am, so I don't feel like
and
such
then I
a
feel
snob.
Terrible, because I'm like, don't want to be that person, but I don't know. So we went to California to go to his cousin's wedding years ago, before kids and everything. And his cousin was so gracious, like, in this amazing apartment. You would like this. It has a celebrity tie to it. Mm. Jennifer Garner lived in that apartment.
What? For real? That's
so
cool.
For, like, a little
while. Was her picture on the wall or, like, her handprints?
No, but like, we talk about her every time. And then Pat's cousin Jason eventually bought that apartment in Brentwood. So that's where he lives. And it's really pretty, and he hosted everybody, like, the weekend of a cousin wedding.
That's fun.
Which was super nice. And they were like, okay, so y'all are gonna sleep kind of on the floor on the carpet.
Yeah.
And, like, this is information shared when we get there. And then, like, the adults, or the more grown up, they're the real grown ups, the 70-year-olds.
Okay.
6-year-olds are gonna sleep in, like, the bedrooms.
Yeah.
And I was like, Pat, I felt terrible. I was like, I don't know what to do, Pat. Like, I wish that we kind of had talked about
the
details.
Floor is dirty?
Like, no, what? I can't sleep on the floor. Oh. I felt terrible. I was like, Pat, we have to, like, get a hotel and apologize and just,
what,
like,
were you supposed to sleep on? Just a blanket? Or was
just
it
sleep on the carpet. Which, like,
there was no couch or nothing?
Not enough couches, because there's, like, a lot of us.
Okay.
Which is, like, beautiful, but I can't do it.
You're like, why didn't you tell me to bring a sleeping bag?
I can't roll like that. Yeah. I can't. And I was like, I felt terrible. terrible.
You were in your 20s?
Yeah. It was such a high maintenance, like the only person. Everybody else is like, that's great. Great plan.
Kumbaya. Yeah.
Like, so happy to be together. And I was too, but I was like, I can't make this work. Like, we have to rent a hotel nearby. And
I mean, I understand if you were like, I can't share one bathroom with 12 people, but like, I probably could have slept on the floor, but we all have our things.
And I just couldn't, yeah, and then the worst part slash the nicest, I don't even know where I'd store it, but Pat's parents were like, oh, we didn't realize that. You sleep in our room and we'll sleep on the floor with everybody. And I was like, this even, I feel like even more of this, like, you know, worthless diva now. Like, that's not okay, right? But somehow we did that.
Oh my!
And I just still am like, it's one of those cringeworthy moments where, like, in 2020 hindsight, like, yeah, but 2020 hindsight,
here's I would have traveled
back in time and been like, find out exactly what the situation is for sleeping so we can plan accordingly.
No, the 2020 hindsight is you sleep on the floor.
Is that the takeaway? I don't like that takeaway. I know, but Pat and I are always telling each other, thank you for not taking me camping. Thank you for not subjecting me to, like, this level of outdoorsiness. Like, thank you for enjoying the mountain winery. Thank you for these small blessings.
I really wanted to do glamping in the Smoky Mountains. It's like $400 a night.
Basically not that great, right?
Like, well, that's what I was like. I was like, there's definitely a 50-50 chance that it'll be miserable.
I mean, it's still kind of camping.
Yeah, like, there's a bed, and there is, like, a toilet and a shower in your tent, which probably has, like, really low water pressure. I'm not sure if it would be super hot or, like, you know, nice. And then it was confusing about what the kids would be sleeping on. Like, would they all get cots? Would they, like, some of them have a cot and some have a bed? And how cold would it be?
Don't you want these questions answered?
Like? Well, I would get it beforehand. But, yeah, I don't think we're going to do it.
That's
but
intense.
They made it look so pretty.
But for $400 a night, think about the hotel you
could
get.
I know. It's true. You could get, like, massages thrown in.
That does sound really relaxing.
So I think we both had our husbands traveling recently for work. And I was just wondering how that went for you. So, for me, Nick went on one trip before he was gone for, I think it was just 2 nights. And the first night, I was like, woohoo, time by myself where I can do whatever I want. And I don't feel like I'm, you know, rejecting him or whatever. And literally, this is so lame. Like, this is total momhood. I was like, oh, I will finally go back 3 years and print those wedding photos and engagement photos and family photos, or like get some prints or get an album made. And like, I barely made a dent, right? Like, I sit up to like almost 2 a.m. I don't even know what I worked on, to be honest. I think I was looking at our family photos. So again, like, I keep starting these projects and I never finish. Yeah, but I was so excited to like be on my own and do whatever I want. And Nick called me, and so we were FaceTiming, and he was like in Long Beach sitting by a fire outside. I swear, he looked so happy. He looked like 10 years younger, like not a care in the world. I was like, well, you know, and I wasn't even jealous because I was doing my own thing and I was so happy. And I was like, see, this is good for us to have time apart. Like, you can relax and I can relax. Well, 24 hours later, it was a total different story. Like,
what transpired?
Yeah, well, I had to stay up for work, and so I worked again till like 1 or 2 a.m. and then the next day I was like a complete disaster, like just a complete waste of space. Like, yeah, it was, I couldn't even function. Like, I had all this anxiety when I'm sleep deprived, and I was like, who am I kidding? It sucks when he goes away. Like,
when are you coming home, baby?
Yeah, when are you coming home? Please come home. So
I feel like the standards just drop off sharply. Like, in my home, they'll be like, dad's gone, can we watch TV all night and eat cookies for dinner?
Yeah, cereal and cookies.
And I'm like having my glass of wine. I'm like, do whatever you want.
For sure. We just need to survive. As long as you're alive when he gets back.
Yes, our only goal is survival.
Well, I was thinking about this. I hear so many moms say, and I mean, I do think we would cook for ourselves if the men weren't there, but don't you feel like a lot of times, like, we can get by on less food, especially with Nick and I. Like, Nick, I feel like, needs way more food, way more of, like, a real meal. Oh, like, yeah. For the kids and I, I'd be like, here's your carrot sticks, here's your broccoli, raw, like, everything would be raw. Like, we might cook some chicken or, like, give you peanut butter and jelly and we'd call it good. You know what
when
I mean?
When we talk about meals, it's like, But I feel like Pat's response is like me and my stomach. Like, I'll be like, what are you thinking for dinner? And he's like, well, I was thinking I'd make some broccoli rabe, I'd crisps from Brussels, like all these beautiful things that nobody else is going to eat. I'm like, were you thinking about anybody else in the family? He's like, I don't know. What did you think? Good to know that you had some thought for that.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I feel like Pat requires like a real deal meal, which...
Yeah.
You know, it would be great if other people would eat it too, but we all are wanting different things, and it's
nice that he cooks. But I had a neighbor be like, yeah, my husband's out of town, and my two little kids and I subsisted on a rotisserie chicken for the entire week. I was like, yeah, girl, that's the way to be. Like, I totally get you. Meanwhile, like, my whole family was like, rotisserie chicken. What?
$9.99 at Stella's.
I know.
Think about the cost savings.
So did you survive while he was gone?
Yeah, my standards were non-existent.
Yeah.
And even before he left, I'm like, nobody's going to ask me for any help with any homework or studying this. Well, daddy's out of town.
Set the ground rules. Yeah.
Pretend you don't know me. I did my best-ish. But I was like, some things I can't do. Like the girls that normally have gymnastics on Monday nights and like carting Baker in and like entertaining him like kind of late at night.
Yeah.
I was like, we'll do the makeup class. We can't.
Oh, you didn't even take them? Wow, good for you.
Like, I'm not inviting all these hurdles into my life.
Dude, I took like all the kids to Valley's piano lesson the other day, and I was like, I guess we'll all just hang out in the lobby.
They're like, deadbeat mom comes out. She's like, it'll be okay. We can make it through. I looked at her.
But do you feel like when the kids go to bed and your husband's gone, do you feel like, oh, now I can, like, watch Bravo or do whatever I want? Like, eat chocolate and drink wine or, like, I don't know, take a 2-hour shower, like, any of those things? Just
Bravo,
do whatever you want?
Yeah, I do like that. I mean, but I kind of treat myself to that all the time.
You're like, that's kind of my norm. Pat enjoys that as well.
He doesn't love a good Bravo. Well, I did feel guilty during like my mother-son time today where Baker was kind of like on another planet drifting away. For a minute, I put on the episode Slut Island.
Bravo. What was Baker doing?
He was kind of like falling into a nap. And so I put on The Real Housewives of New York. I'm like, he's going to be out in no time. And the episode is called Slut Island. I was like, my proudest moment.
Do they put a title up on the screen?
Yeah, it was like Slutty Island. Slut Island. It was an older episode, but I'm kind of rewatching them. Thanks to
I would
them.
Love to be on reality TV. Like, I still think about that. I when I moved to Alaska, I was like, well, if I'm going to live in Alaska, like, you better put me on a reality TV show because, like, only that would make it worth it. You know what I mean? To, like, have to go through this.
Oh, Mama!
Did you reach out?
What?
Did you reach out to any producers?
I should have. I don't know why I didn't. Lastly, let's go favorites.
Yes.
You want to go first?
My sister-in-law and I went to Carytown, which is like a cute little shopping strip down in Richmond.
Uh-huh.
And they have like a Roadrunner store to look at shoes and stuff. And they have these like recovery shoes called UFOs. They're like
recovery, like after you work out, you put them on.
But I'm super ridiculous, and I'm like, oh, I love that they don't have laces. And you can just slide them on. So I've kind of made them into my workout shoes where I only wear them in the house and slide them on like loafers, but they feel so good.
Are they exercise shoes?
I think that I am using them that way.
Working out in loafers? But I work out barefoot in my house because I don't want to wear like my dirty sneakers all over like my carpet
loafers.
And mat. I have several favorites because it's been a while. Okay, one, I got these super cute Columbia Sherpa jackets for my kids. And if they came in my size, I would be all over that. So they're, you know, the Sherpa where it kind of looks like a lamb. It's kind of like fluffy little pieces and they're super cozy. All the kids love them. I mean, that makes me so happy. And I got them on Zappos because literally the weather turned cold and we hadn't gone back to school shopping. And I was like, oh, my kids literally don't have a jacket to wear. Like Emma had one because she had an extra, but literally Valley and David had nothing. And I was like, I suck. So I was like, what can I order that'll be here in like 2 days? So I went on Zappos. I'm like, I'm just going to buy it. But I think I got a pretty good price. And
what do you think is reasonable to spend on a kid's winter coat?
I mean, this is like a fleece jacket. So it wasn't like, but I mean, they're like down puffers I get from like Target. So it's not like I'm buying North Face. I don't know how much these were. They might have been around like 50. I feel like I got a good deal on them, but I thought it was worth it, like, because they were so cute. They've all worn them everywhere. Valley got teal, Emma got purple, and David, I picked out this hunter green, and I picked out all the colors. And
it's nice that they went for it.
Yeah, this is a funny side note. My mom goes, I just love that green you got, David. He must have picked it out because he knows I like green. And I was like, what? No, I picked out the green.
I had the good taste on that one. Yeah.
It was such a weird... She's like, well, it was nice to see a boy in something other than blue. So those jackets have been, like, a total win. Like, they've worn them everywhere. One other jacket I got myself, this silver puffer jacket, and I was nervous about it, but it was from Nordstrom. I feel like it was very reasonable from Nordstrom. It was like $80, which is like a good price from Nordstrom. I wasn't sure, like, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to look like an astronaut and have everybody like think I look ridiculous, but I kid you not, everybody has loved it. Like, I wore it to David's field trip. All the kids are like, cool jacket. You look like an astronaut. Yeah. And then, like, my coworker, like male coworkers at work who would never in a million years have never commented on anything I've worn were like, really like your jacket. Like, you know.
They catch one's eye. That's great.
I was like, yes. And it's like the perfect amount of puffiness. I sent a picture group text to my family and my sister's like, where'd you get that awesome silver jacket? So I think it's a winner.
Did you ever see the show Schitt's Creek?
Dude, somebody just mentioned that to me today. I've got to see it.
It's Schitt's so Creek. Amazing.
I gotta watch it.
The like matriarch in the show.
Yeah.
She's like the mom from Home Alone, and she said,
like the actual actress from Home Alone. Okay.
Yeah, like Catherine O'Hara. Oh, I love that. I love her, and she's so dramatic because she's like a former actress in the show, and she's like speaks in this crazy accent and wears like these crazy eccentric things, has like a wall of wigs. Aww. And whenever I watch that show and then I see like the way everybody in that family, their fashion choices, I'm like, I could really do a lot more than I'm doing and still have it be in the mainstream.
Yeah, like step out of your
pigeonhole how we're supposed to, like, what our visual is. But
I mean, this is so dumb, but like, you know, like I love mypeople.com, and I was like, this is a jacket that Hailey Bieber would wear. And we're basically similar, so.
The same person.
Yeah.
Should definitely be wearing it.
Thanks for joining us today as we explored all the things we could afford if it weren't for daycare and how we'd rather be at Target. We celebrated the podcast improving Nick's opinion of Libby and what true love really looks like. There is bleach and a toothbrush involved. And we consoled each other over mom haircuts, being dumped by house cleaners, and having no standards when the husbands are away. If you like what you hear, please share the Oh Mama podcast with your friends and family. And don't forget to subscribe. We'd love to hear from you. Have you been dumped by a house cleaner? How do you survive when your husband is traveling? Help us. We need it. You can find us at Oh Mama Podcast, that's OHMOMMA, with Libby and Jess on Instagram and Facebook. Bye, everyone.